You're saying Clown Posse did the magnets. How do they work? Isn't that them?
Magnets. What? How did that work?
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Alex Albrecht.
I'm Allison Hayslip. And for about the next 30 or so minutes, we are going to drink some booze and talk some news.
Yes, well, I am going to be drinking some Gatorade because I am sick.
You sound so sick.
I wonder if people are going to be like, who's sitting in for Alex this week?
Yeah, you don't sound like you.
Yeah, it's weird.
I kind of like it.
I don't know if that's cool or if it makes me think that you don't like my normal voice.
I was saying it to be a dick.
Anyway, in that case, thank you.
Speaking of dicks.
Segway.
Big dicks.
And by dicks, right? We mean big dicks. The biggest private investigator in all of South Wales.
Wales.
Super Volcano Krajewski. That's where he practices big dickery.
Yeah, big dickery. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Are you sick?
For you being sick. No, I'm good.
Thank God.
But yeah. Poor Alex, man. Dude, something is wrong.
Yeah, you sound awful.
It's bad. Come on. Well, where's my Alex?
Yeah.
Are you going to make me laugh like normal, or is you going to be like sick and tired?
No,
Allison has to carry us.
I'll be like, Allison.
Let's be honest. I always carry you guys.
Ooh. Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. I ended up going to Idlewild.
Right. Where Jerry and I are getting married.
Yeah, but it was fucking cold.
Well, Jerry and I will not get married in November then.
It's smart.
Yeah.
It's smart. I mean, it's gorgeous up there, super cold, and they just got a jacuzzi installed.
Mm.
So, like, the first day we get up there on Thanksgiving, and, you know, we're doing normal Thanksgiving shit, you know what I mean? Like, it's just fun, whatever, cooking, and then we eat, and then it's like, okay, let's make a big bonfire, because they have this big, like, brazier. Everybody was laughing at me when they were
Alex,
saying that too.
I feel like we're about to tell the story of how you got sick, and that's not really interesting.
Oh. Well, it was cold. It was cold and I got sick.
I know. I feel like we were about to go into like a 10-minute story about how it was cold and then you got in hot water, but then you got out and it was
this
cold and you got fucking sick.
That's exactly what was just about to happen.
Got it.
So, Berenstain Bears.
Oh, okay. Yes.
We were just talking about this.
I swear we talked about this on the show.
I don't remember any conspiracy theory.
So if we haven't.
Berenstain Bears.
Okay. I'm going to bring this up and we'll make it quick because if we have talked about this on the show, people are going to be like, what the fuck? We already talked about this. But the Berenstain Bears came up right before we started recording. And I was like, oh, right. With the big conspiracy theory. And Alex and Tom were like, huh? So the big conspiracy theory is that all of us who grew up reading the Berenstain Bears, i.e. those of us in this room, a lot of people listening to this podcast, we call it the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
But in reality, it is the Berenstain Bears. And it's not like an easy, it is very clearly written on the books Berenstain, but no one ever said Berenstain when we were growing up. And all of us, if you were to write it out, we would write it Berenstain, right? So there's this big conspiracy theory, because everyone our age remembers it this way. There's this big conspiracy theory that this is one of those weird like proof, it's a proof that there are alternate universes. That run very similar timelines. And you know the idea that like every once in a while those timelines just like conveniently bump.
Right,
somewhere in like the late 90s, there was one of these bumps. And one of the only things that signifies that is that in this other universe, it was Berenstain. And somehow that flipped with our universe.
What do they call Clifford the big red dog?
Wow.
But it's very weird. There's all sorts of articles written on this because there's not a single person our age whoever remembers it being spelled Berenstain.
Wait, how do you spell Berenstain? S-T-E-I-N?
No, it's S-T-I-N-E, I think.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, you would think if it was the flip of the E in the I, but it's actually something very clearly Berenstain.
I just love that the jump is to alternate realities.
Yeah.
Like, I just love that that's where it goes. It's not like, oh, we're pronouncing it wrong. It's like, no.
Everyone,
in the 90s. Yeah,
everyone.
I know.
But even if you, like, visually, when you look at the books, it doesn't look right.
Alex, that's funny. I haven't seen one.
Sometimes the simplest explanation is often the right one.
There you go.
Occam's razor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Parallel universes. There you go.
Well, that's actually really funny because
See, that was way more interesting than you talking about how you got sick.
Well, you didn't. There was some clowns in mine.
Some Illuminati in here. Yeah.
There was a couple of Illuminati that got
me sick.
Which
is also a conspiracy.
Very conspiracy. My cold is a conspiracy theory. In Idlewild right now, it's a big, big conspiracy.
Yeah.
By the way, in Idlewild, we met the mayor.
What? You met the mayor of Idlewild?
Golden Retriever.
Really?
Yeah.
What? That's awesome.
The mayor, the elected mayor of Idlewild is Max the Golden Retriever.
That's awesome.
And he's adorable.
Did you bribe
him?
Yeah, because there's not enough, there's like, it's not an incorporated city, I guess. So it's
right.
Like, they don't get to have a mayor, but then they all just got together and they were like, fuck it, let's.
Well, we're saying we're having a fucking mayor, and it's going to be a dog.
Yeah. By the way, in the presidential election, Max got 108 right in.
Really?
This is why Trump won.
Yeah.
When I was in Hilton Head for Thanksgiving, where my parents live. Now,
yeah, how was the house?
Besides missing a back room, it's great. It's just fine. I mean, they have this giant blue tarp covering that entire wall. Now, you know, to protect the wall, obviously, but it's also covering all the windows in that wall. So their living room just glows blue. Now, because it's the only light that comes in is from those windows.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. But I tweeted about being in Hilton Head, and someone tweeted me back asking, there are these community gardens. You can like rent a plot of land in this community garden area. My parents had one there. Apparently, this person on Twitter had one too, and they were like, "Are the gardens okay? Did they survive the hurricane?" And I had to. They were like, "We have carrots planted there," and I was like, "I'm so sorry. The gardens were actually all like they got soaked in salt water, like the sea level rose and whatever. They got so a lot of the gardens just got wiped out." I was like, "I'm sorry for your loss of carrots." And this person just tweeted me back, "I blame Trump."
Amazing. Well, that's literally salting the earth, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You put salt water in there.
It was pretty insane how many trees were down. And my mother was like, this is 90% better than when we got back. Because they've been clearing trees now for 5 or 6 weeks. Jeez. And there's still so many down trees. Huh. And FEMA expects to be there for another 2 or 3 months. Wow.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
What was it? It was just a hurricane, right? Not just a.
Yeah.
It was a fucking hurricane.
Yeah, it was a pretty big hurricane.
Is this
they think tornadoes went through too.
Oh, they think saw them? They're like, we just think.
No, because the whole island was evacuated. There was no one there.
Oh, man.
That's smart. Yeah.
Is your childhood home?
No. I grew up in Jersey. Come on, Tom.
I don't pay attention to anything anybody says.
No.
I'll take a personal.
I grew up in Jersey. My parents moved to Hilton Head about 5 years ago.
Right.
They're semi retired there.
Semi retired.
Well, they still work, but they work from home.
Yeah.
So my dad plays golf every day. He's real happy. Nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
But you don't have to go home and go into your old childhood room, which is good, right?
Because
I always get depressed when I would go back home into my old bedroom.
Really?
My parents moved ever since, which is good, but that's just weird. Don't you feel that?
It's funny. We were just talking about this the other day, and I've probably talked about it on the show, but I'm not very nostalgic.
Mm.
Really?
No. Yeah. I'm very much of like the present forward. Yeah. Like
that's good.
Now forward.
I wish I could be more like that.
Yeah. We were just talking about this. This will be another segue. Hey. Because we are going to clean out some of the garage.
Oh, nice.
That
we're in?
Sitting in, yes.
Are you going to clean out Tom?
And then once Tom's out of here, and then we're going to put the couch on the other side because this is where my new Tesla is going to go.
Oh, wait, that's right. This is supposed to be our update.
Yeah, I have.
So you got it.
I'm fully in.
Wow.
I mean, I haven't
You're committed.
Paid for it, but if I don't take it now, I lose $2,500.
Yeah,
okay. That's enough of a reason for me to do
that. Oh, my gosh.
The Tesla, right?
Totally.
We can finally do a show in the Tesla.
Yeah. We'd be Tesla adjacent.
Yes.
Every week we'll be Tesla adjacent.
You know, I went and saw Doctor Strange last night with Kevin Pereira.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he has a Tesla, which I think I talked about on the show.
Yeah, he has the X, right? The
SUV? I don't
know
which one he has. No, he doesn't have an SUV.
Oh.
It's a sedan.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And so we took the Tesla to the movie theater.
Yeah.
And it makes me really nervous when you accelerate.
Really?
Because
why?
Because it's the same feeling you get when you're on those roller coasters that don't drop. They shoot you off.
Yep.
Like there's one at Disneyland or California Adventure.
Yeah.
You're on your ground level and then all of a sudden you just accelerate from 0 to 60 in like 2.3 seconds.
Yeah.
It is that same exact feeling.
Yeah.
And because it's electric, there's no like it's such a smooth ride.
Well,
you're not feeling the engine. And so every time he steps on the gas and like that thing goes, my stomach just kind of flips. It makes me really nervous.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'll have to get used to that now that you're going to have one too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does he have the autopilot on his?
He does. Yeah.
Does he
got on the freeway. Yeah.
Oh,
it just drives itself.
What?
It's going
to
be.
We had a dance party to a Kanye song while it was driving itself.
That is awesome.
Oh, it was driving itself while you were dance partying?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of those things that's crazy that technology's come up so fast. But so, yeah, so the guy emailed me actually after the episode.
Right.
Emailed me randomly and was like, hey, just letting you know.
Oh, he didn't listen to the episode?
No, no.
Oh.
And he was like, hey, just because he was like, just let you know, it's going to get, you know, price is going to go up by 2,000 and.
Right.
You know, all you can eat is going to go away.
All you can eat.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing if you bought a Tesla and they just fed you too.
All you can eat is Sizzler for the rest of your life.
I'd be like, oh, yes, bonus.
After two meals, you'd be like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
But then he said you can push, he was like, we can push your delivery date out till the end of February.
Oh, so you.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah. Let's do that.
Because
so.
when do you have to give up? When's
March
your leash?
Is when
oh, perfect.
Leash is up. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, so
what color did you get?
I got black.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gray leather interior.
Sweet.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Fully autopilot.
Wow.
Fully autonomous driving.
Awesome.
I got the 60.
You got the 60, but you can make
it
a 75.
Make it a 75 anytime I want. So
and you can take it to the dealership and change the number on the back.
Bam. Bam.
Well,
so we'll see.
Well, this is exciting.
Awesome. Yeah.
So, you know, when I travel and I can't do my regular workout routine, I'll try to like go to like gyms and just run on the treadmill for a little while and stuff like that. So I did that while I was home, and it's become now kind of my standard thing that when I run on the treadmill, I'll listen to a few episodes of our show.
Oh, cool.
Kind of like quality control because, you know, I don't think the three of us regularly listen to our own podcast.
No quality
because we existed during it. And I remembered listening to last week's episode and being like, oh, right, Alex has to give us the update on the Tesla. And I forgot about it until you mentioned it.
There you go. Boom. So, yeah, so we're going to move because you know, we have two cars and, but this goes back to not being
nostalgic. Yeah.
I have shit over here in this shit corner.
You have a Lifesavers sleeping bag there.
Yeah, most of this is Heather's from her childhood. Like a bag of stuffed animals. Do we need the bag of stuffed animals in the garage?
No, you better donate all this shit.
Well, yeah.
Don't just throw it away.
So anyway, you know, and like a surfboard that I used a couple times.
Wow.
Don't need that.
Nope.
You know, even my Buzz Lightyear piggy bank, which I love.
In its box.
Yeah.
Like it's then. New in box.
Yep.
Your piggy bank.
You could sell a lot of this stuff.
Yeah,
Alex.
But then you think, yes, you can.
You just said you're not nostalgic.
But then you have to get to that thing where you have to be the person who puts it online, babysits the auction, finds the place, ships the thing.
You know
and
what
then you
could
20
do?
Bucks, and you're like, that wasn't worth 20
I'm just going to throw this out there. This will be work, but it could be worth it work. Do it as like a charity auction.
Still work.
I mean, I feel like
that's more work.
It is more work, but it's for a good cause. Well, I'm thinking like for our podcast fans. You know what I mean?
Oh,
maybe.
Alex
like,
surf
don't you think people would like to own stuff that's been sitting in this garage with us since we recorded?
The creepy doll over here.
Creepy doll's never going away.
Creepy doll sucks.
You'll keep the creepy doll.
Yeah,
you have to. Otherwise, our souls leave with it.
Oh, yeah, that's how it works. You've made eye contact with the creepy doll.
Then you lost your soul. You lost your soul.
That's it.
Do we have emails?
We do have emails.
Should we read some emails?
Yes.
Check the emails. Check the emails.
Listening to the Cockring episode. welcome.
By the way,
I
kind of cracked up when I realized you named it Rooster Ring. I was like, Rooster Ring? What? Oh, Cockring. Got it.
Well, I just felt like just
Cockring's
calling
so
the episode Cockring. I was like, nah. I was like, we can do better. I was like, Rooster Ring. Yeah.
So you looked up the thesaurus for.
Oh, I thought maybe that was Nerdist going, we're not going to post an episode called Cockring.
No, I'm sure they would have. All right, so this is Allison, Alex, and Tom.
Yep.
I am off work
this
week. This is from Nate.
Hi, Nate.
I am off work this week.
Ooh.
While my wife is out of town, and I put the kids to sleep, drank a large can of Imperial Stout.
Woo.
Nice.
Played some video games until I got tired enough to lay down. I put on the Cock Ring episode.
Yay.
Correctly titled Rooster Ring episode.
Yeah, there you go.
On the intent to listen to the whole thing before I passed out, the last thing I remembered is hearing you all talk about the Kinder Eggs and the Tesla,
yes.
And I was out cold. Right. After taking my boys to the school this morning, I decided to restart the episode while I was at home cleaning the giant mess that was made while my wife is gone. Thank you for making me laugh my ass off while simultaneously being afraid for the welfare of penises everywhere.
Aww.
More so than I have ever before. It made the laundry, sweeping, mopping, and vacuuming house so much more enjoyable. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Nate.
Yay. Well, you're welcome, Nate.
Yeah, now he knows not to put his wedding ring on his penis.
Don't put your wedding ring on your dick.
I feel like we already knew that.
Yes.
We don't know Nate that well.
I know.
He was considering it.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe he's Australian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everything with the bad things that happen to penises.
Yeah.
Spiders,
oh, yeah.
Biting.
If you have a penis, don't go to Australia.
Well, that's bad.
Yeah.
So here's the correction. This is the subject is I got you.
I got oh, that's our nice. That was the name of the episode. I got you.
Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hi, Alex, Allison, and Flight Engineer Supreme Tom Supervolcano. I thought I should correct you regarding the drinking age in the UK. It's 18.
Oh, yeah.
Except in Scotland,
it was 18.
Yeah. It's 16.
What? Yeah.
Most things over here are 18, like smoking, gambling. Yeah. They were 18 at one point, or were 16 at one point.
Continue reading.
They were 16. At one point, you could have a half pint of beer with a meal from 14 when you were with your parents, but I'm not sure if that's the case anymore. Well, from Peter.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Can't you drink here legally with your parents?
No we what? Talked about that.
Really?
No, so. You
sure?
cannot.
I think
no.
you can.
You absolutely cannot.
Yes, I mean, I think it's like...
Now, I think if you're in your own home,
that's
there's
I mean.
A difference.
Yeah.
Well...
Like, the cops can't bust in and say... But then I think it actually, if you're under 18, it's considered like child negligence
really?
Or something like that. Yeah. Wow. Now, if you're from 18 to 21 and you're in... your parents' home and having a drink, I don't think
so you're just
that you can get
up.
In trouble for that.
I mean, I would say that you can get in trouble for all of it.
Yeah.
But nobody ever gets in trouble for any of it.
Right.
Because
right.
at the end of the day...
No. But is it legal? No.
No.
It's definitely not legal.
I think that's wrong.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
No. This is a fun little one.
Diddy.
Kinder egg smuggling finds.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Dear Admiral Alex, Princess Allison,
Ooh.
And Tom Trogdor Arms, McGillicuddy Esquire.
Yeah, Trogdor! I like that one. Thank you.
A long-time listener, first-time writer.
Who is this?
This is Alan.
What's up, Alan?
Or, yeah, Alan.
Oh, my
Alan.
Gosh. How is it spelled?
A-L-L-E-N.
Yep, 100% Alan.
Berenstein.
Okay. Yeah, yeah that's yeah. why I said probably Alan.
Yeah.
Because it was 100% Alan.
That would have been definitely.
First of all, I wanted to say, I love your show. I was a huge fan of G4's Attack of the Show.
Yeah.
Sad face. Why are you crazy kids? Oh, why are you crazy kids not on Google Play for an Android customer?
Are we still not on Google Play?
I guess
Play?
Not. I've called so many people.
Come on. Someone out there has got to be able to help us out
like,
with
I
this.
I can currently listen to you from your website, which is okay.
Okay, fine.
The real reason I'm writing, after listening to last week's episode, I Got You, I had to look up the penalties for smuggling Kinder eggs into the country. What I uncovered in my sleuthing may surprise you.
Ooh.
Attached is a link to an article I found on the internet.
Oh, boy.
In which the author explains how one of his or her friends, I don't know the sex of the author, sorry, I'm not more of a researcher. We're fined $1,200 per egg.
$1,200 per egg?
Wow.
They had 10.
Holy shit.
For their children.
Jeez. Yeah.
After running those numbers in a pocket-sized math machine, I was able to calculate that they had ended up spending $12,000 on Kinder eggs.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Now you know the cost
I brought in
of
seven.
Price. Seven.
Each time. So I've technically brought in 14.
14?
Yeah.
You know how many thousands? Do you know how many thousands that is?
That's like 20. I just brought you $20,000 worth of Kinder eggs.
You really love us to take that risk.
That chocolate.
But again, once again, I buy it in duty free.
Yeah,
I know, but that's the same thing. You can buy like Cuban cigars in duty free in the UK.
Oh, really?
But then you're not supposed to take them to the US.
Oh,
this. Yeah, well, it's worth it. I appreciate your.
Yeah.
You know,
I do too.
I think everybody appreciates your
Kinder eggs are damn good.
Yeah.
And they're so messy.
Is there a Kinder egg cereal? Remember how they used to make cereal out of every candy?
Yeah.
Right.
Kinder
oh, I loved
kind of fun.
I love the Reese's peanut butter puffs.
That's good.
Yeah.
Kinder egg candy. Think about
so
it.
So good.
Whoever makes Kinder egg.
I used to eat like an Edamame chocolate donut for breakfast every morning.
Gosh.
Like basically as children, we only ate sugar for breakfast.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. Oh, there was a little chocolate donut breakfast cereal, not just from the SNL sketch, but they actually had like donuts, like Dunkin' Donuts cereal, I think it was.
Yeah,
Dunkin' Donuts cereal.
Awesome cereals, yeah.
My freshman year of college, there was a Dunkin' Donuts in the cafeteria that I would walk past to get to class every day, and so I always got a Boston cream donut for breakfast.
Yeah,
and then I realized I started putting on some weight, and I was like, maybe I shouldn't eat a Boston cream donut for breakfast every morning.
Yeah. Although you're probably very happy as a college student.
Yeah.
Yeah, sugar was always a big motivator in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember my one friend, they would have pinwheels and Pepsi over at his house.
Pinwheels and Pepsi.
Pinwheels, oh my God, those things are horrible.
Pinwheels and Pepsi.
Pinwheels and Pepsi, my friend Matt Christian.
Oh, what's up, Matt Christian?
He's like, I don't know, I'm not listening to the show.
He's like, who the fuck's Alex Albrecht?
Yeah.
No,
he'd remember.
He'd remember.
If I jogged his memory.
Stories?
Right. Let's get into some stories. This
story
email
time.
Follow-up.
Ooh.
Story from O'Brien. Here
from
we go.
A Brian?
From one of the Brians.
Oh, hey, Brian. Right.
Brian.
What's up, one of the Brians?
Japan Brian.
Is it Japan Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, Alex, Brian. Are you going to make it through this show?
I am.
You look like you're struggling over there.
I got it.
Oh, my God.
EM Drive can get us to Mars in 10 weeks.
EM Drive?
Yeah. So we talked
electromagnetic?
About this. Electromagnetic?
Uh-huh. Ooh. You're going to die.
I am a little bit.
Oh,
hey, gang. I want to share this article with you. It's sciencey and spacey at the same time. So I felt it was appropriate. Essentially, NASA has developed an engine that defies the laws of physics and can make it to Mars within 10 weeks.
Wow.
Only explanation.
I guess it doesn't defy
it's
the...
It's magic.
It's magic.
And that actually does defy the laws of physics, and I'll tell you how.
Well, then they can't be the laws.
No, but you'll see.
Yeah.
So given this information, I suggest after the successful launch of the moon base, we can expand to a Mars base.
Yeah.
And eventually a galactic domination, obviously. Enjoy. Your friend, Japan Brian.
Japan Brian!
So we talked about this a while back.
Yeah.
The EM drive, where the whole concept is it's a cone. And they bounce
like ions
microwaves,
or something. Oh, microwaves.
Microwaves inside, and it causes thrust to come out the back.
Right.
The thing that's bad about it is that but there's this not small problem with the concept of the system. It defies Newton's third law of
which
physics.
Which is for every...
Newton's third law, which is for every action there must be an
equal and opposite
reaction.
Yeah.
According to the law, for a system to produce thrust, it has to push something out the other way. The EM drive does not do this.
Ooh.
But yeah, so this is what we all saw. We were like, oh, maybe they.
Yeah.
But they just released a peer-reviewed study that basically said, yeah, this all looks good.
Wow.
And they've been able to do it in a lab.
Sweet. Did they send mice to like a styrofoam Mars?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Here we go. Going to Mars. It's literally just a trip 20 feet away.
Yeah. So in test after test, it continues to work. Last year, NASA's Eagle Works laboratory team got their hands on an EM drive to try to figure out once and for all what was going on.
Got their hands on an EM drive? Like they stole it? Like they kidnapped it? They rescued it from some like African Children's Army or something like that?
First off, it was designed by an African Children's Army.
Or it's like the mafia project. Figured it out and just was keeping it under wraps? What does it mean they got their hands on it?
I have no idea why they put it that way. They finally got their hands on one.
Yeah.
Hot off the presses.
Should they be the ones building it?
Yeah. So the new peer-reviewed paper titled Measurement of Impulse Thrust from a Closed Radio Frequency Cavity in Vacuum.
God, that's boring.
Obviously.
I know, all of that. It's been published online as open access article in advance. So it's looking like we might be able to get to Mars in 10 weeks.
10 weeks?
Yeah.
I don't like
that's insane. That's basically how long it took people to get from Europe to the U.S. when they had to take ships, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it about 2 months?
Yeah, something like that.
2 to 3 months?
Yeah.
That's kind of insane.
That's going to ruin all the movies where you have like the guy who wakes up during this Mars 3-year trip.
Yeah.
We totally could have saved
Rocket
Matt Damon
way
sooner.
Harlan Williams movie.
Yeah.
It's going to ruin all that.
Cannot wait for Passengers.
Oh, yeah.
That movie looks fucking awesome.
Yeah. Super cool.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Also, I feel like Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence are like my dream team of actors.
Really?
Well, that's interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Chris Pratt.
Because it's like they can do no wrong.
Yeah. I actually like Joy. I just saw it the other day.
Joy was... I didn't dislike it, but I didn't know what it was going into it. And then about 30 minutes in where I was like, wait a minute. I'm literally watching the life story of the woman who invented the mop.
Yeah.
I was like, that's what this is?
This is what all good.
The miracle mop, but yeah.
And
see, the good news is I knew that already.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And then the scenes, like, why? I know I just said Jennifer Lawrence could do no wrong and this has nothing against her, but the fact that they like had her play herself at like 55 God, come on.
It's like when they had Daniel Radcliffe play himself or play older Harry Potter in the other movies.
Yeah.
Being an adult with kids, you're like, that doesn't really look like.
Yeah. So while I was home for Thanksgiving, my mother announced to us at one dinner Not Thanksgiving dinner, one of the dinners. No, she was like, so I'm watching this show and I can't decide if I like it or not. And we were like, okay. So she's like, I'm going to make you guys watch it tonight so you can tell me if I should like it. Turns out it is This Is Us.
Oh, yeah.
Which I've heard nothing but fantastic things about it.
Yeah.
But my mother explained to me the storyline at dinner, and I actually cried when she was telling me the story. It's real sweet. Do you guys know what it's about?
No. I thought it was sort of like Couples, where it was like a bunch.
Yeah, well, okay, so there's Mandy Moore and Milo Ventimiglia, and they're married in it. And then, so what I didn't realize is the Mandy Moore, Milo Ventimiglia storyline is actually from like 20 some years ago.
Oh.
They are the parents of the three siblings. Oh. And so the show takes place in modern day when the three siblings are all grown up, but it flashes back a lot to Mandy Moore and Milo Ventimiglia when the kids were all like 10 or something like
that's
that.
That's cool.
But the whole idea is that all three of the kids are, well, they're not, I want to say they're triplets because they all have the same birthday, but they're not. They were supposed to be triplets. This happens in the first episode. So if for some reason you don't want to know what happens in the first episode, stop listening for half a minute. They're supposed to, Mandy Moore's supposed to give birth to triplets, and one of the triplets dies in birth. And they're really upset. And then a baby that was left at a fire station that day is brought into the hospital and needs a home. And Milo Ventimiglia is like, well, we were set up to have three babies. We were meant to have three babies. I expected to leave this hospital with three babies. So they take that baby home. And that it's a black child. So it's very obviously, you know, it's very clearly not part of their family, but they adopt him, and he is now their family. And, you know, so the whole idea is like now all these kids are grown, and it's also explaining like, you know, the black guy who's now married with a family has a white brother and white sister, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But we watched this show, and it's the Thanksgiving episode. I forget why I was telling this story.
Your mom made a proclamation.
There was a reason I...
Oh, she was like, I need you to watch it and tell me if
no,
it's
no,
good.
No, but there was a reason I started telling that story. What did we get into?
I don't know.
This beer's going straight to my brain.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I have a cold. I can't think of it.
I don't know. But anyway, it was really touching, and I just sobbed my eyes out during the whole episode, and I was like, it's all the feels. I have all the feels about this. Oh, I remember now.
Bam.
It's because Mandy Moore does a really good job at playing old Mandy Moore. That's the point, because she's regular. She's like how we know Mandy Moore today when she's in the you know, flashbacks, but then there she is 25 years later, and they do a really good job with like her age makeup and her being more motherly and everything like that. That was the whole point of my story. God, I'm sorry. That was terrible for me going all the way.
No, it's great, because I've been wanting to dip my toe into This Is Us.
It's the new Parenthood. It's like the show you watch. Right. As my brother said, once we finished the episode, he was like, that show had all the feels.
Huh.
Like, every emotion you can experience is in one episode of that show.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Oh, I dig it.
Yep. All right, new story.
All right. How about this one?
Yeah, let's do it.
The $20,000 rare craft beer that comes packaged in a squirrel.
What? I love it. What?
There were a lot of things you could have said as that last word, and squirrel was not one that I was going to expect.
Arguably the rarest of all the beers.
Yeah.
So basically, this beer company, Brewdog, wanted to make an ultra rare beer.
Okay.
And so they figured out
Can't anyone make an ultra rare beer just by making like one glass of it? Yeah.
Yeah. But so they were doing a what do they call it? Like a crowdfunding.
Oh yeah.
For their expansion.
Like a Kickstarter.
Yeah, but they wanted to expand to their new brewery or whatever.
Brewery. The word we can't say.
Brewery.
Brewery.
But what they did was they said, "Well, why don't we do a Kickstarter thing, but you'll get a chunk of the company."
Oh.
So you're actually investing. You're having the opportunity to
invest.
So
it's like Packers fans. They actually own the Packers.
Exactly.
That's cool.
But if you do that,
yeah,
you'll get a share in the company and a bottle of squirrel beer.
Squirrel beer!
Worth $20,000.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. So
So what they did was they made... So basically, they got a bottle of ultra-rare beer, and then they put it in a taxidermied squirrel.
Oh, my God.
Wait, they made the beer, though.
Yeah, they make the beer.
Okay, well, you said they got a bottle of beer. Yeah. Like, they went out and bought.
No. They made the beer. Yeah.
They made, just a small batch of this really rare beer.
Yeah.
And they put it in a taxidermy squirrel.
Is there a picture of it?
Yes, there is.
How big is the bottle?
About the size of a squirrel.
Okay, that's the weirdest visual.
Wait, the bottle's coming out of the mouth of the squirrel.
Yeah, so like,
where else would the bottle be coming out of?
I thought maybe like the squirrel was cut in half and you just plied the whole bottle in the squirrel and you take the top half of the squirrel off and then it's just the bottle.
No, the bottle is a squirrel.
That's awful. It looks like the squirrel's choking to death on the bottle.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Right. I don't like it.
No, I'll try it though.
Yeah.
What kind of beer is it? What kind of beer is it?
Where did they say that?
Hold on. Really taste the squirrel.
Ew. Yeah.
So much squirrel in this beer. I don't know if it's brew End of History, the ultra rare brew. Yeah, it doesn't say what kind.
End of History is the name of the beer?
End of History, the first brew.
Yeah. When you put a beer in a squirrel, it's pretty much the end of.
That's a good name for a beer.
End of History.
End of History. Well, if anyone has access to the squirrel beer, send us one.
Only 12 bottles were made.
12.
12 bottles, but then the investors each got one, right? You're saying?
You guys.
I think only there were only 12 sold.
Investors. Maybe someone can send one to us for Drunksmiths.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or if just the bottle.
I can't believe Drunksmiths is coming up so soon.
It's going to be so great.
We have to figure out details.
Yeah. Like, when are we doing it?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so that was awesome.
That's
last
really
year,
cool.
Didn't we have like a sponsor give us all sorts of booze? We had that cool guy. Was it Timmy?
Oh, you're right. We had a fan.
Yeah. Timmy.
Oh, yeah.
Timmy Roberts.
Timmy Roberts.
Robert Timminson.
Yeah.
Robert Timminson.
I forget. That guy was my favorite.
That guy was your favorite.
He gave me lots of booze.
He was great.
So, we talk a lot about,
Elon Musk.
Self-driving cars.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah. So this next story was actually a quote from the CEO of Mercedes-Benz USA.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Human drivers will bully robot cars, says CEO of Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, probably.
He's basically like, the human race is assholes.
Yeah. Well, because what he said was, if you are driving in a freeway and you want to change lanes and is a human behind you, most of the time they won't let you change lanes.
Right.
They'll speed up. They don't want you in front of them.
Right.
Oh.
Cars that are autonomous are designed to be polite.
Polite. Oh.
Yeah. So if I want to change lanes, I try to find a car that's got a driver that doesn't have a driver in it.
Right.
Or is a Tesla or whatever.
Right.
And then I change lanes in front of it like an asshole.
Right.
Because it'll be polite and slow down and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so they said that this is what's going to happen is people are going to seek out these self-driving cars. And they're going to abuse them on the freeway for them to be able to move faster.
Wow.
Well, so
Fact. Okay. Well, guess.
Guess. Hypothesis.
Educated guess.
Hypothesis.
But it's kind of interesting. I mean,
there was a really great tweet that has kind of been retweeted around a little bit recently.
Tweets do.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I forget this woman's name, and I apologize, and I'm also going to butcher. But the whole idea of the tweet was like, the thing that's going to suck about self-driving cars is when someone has a heart attack and dies in their car while it's self-driving, and then it's like your grandparents show up at your house dead.
That's
like
amazing.
I can see it happening, absolutely.
I don't know why I'm sitting here laughing about it. It's so morbid, it's so freaky thinking about that. That's the thing that can, if we get to the point where all cars are self-driving, will happen.
Yeah,
you know.
But yeah, because usually it just they'd swerve off the road and crash.
Yeah,
and the ambulance would come like, why did you crash? You're unconscious. Why are you unconscious? Oh, you had a heart attack. Start the heart back up.
But if you die in the car, the car's going to keep going, and no one's going to know anything's wrong.
I just love that the car's going to pull up in front of your house, open the door, and you're just going to be lying in the That's horrible.
That's awful.
That is fucking horrible.
Awesome. Yeah. At least it gets delivered to your door. You don't got to call an ambulance to go pick up your dead.
That's true.
You know.
You just punch in the mortuary and send it off.
That's terrible.
Well, I'm hoping that at some point they'll do like the tracking stuff. Like my heart beats on my watch.
Oh, absolutely.
And by the way, it could be even easier because heartbeats on my watch, heartbeat goes to zero. Cart goes, all right, we're not going to go home. We're going to go to a hospital.
The car's hooked into the watch.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's cool. Smart.
We're going to a hospital. Fuck
Unless
nuts.
You're in the car and your watch just, like, the battery dies. And then the car's like, you died. And we take you to the hospital. And you're in the car being like, no, I'm not dead. I'm
All
here.
All of these things are things I'm excited to try.
That we are alive during this period is wonderful. Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
So I came back from, you know, my trip. And I put a hold on my mail.
Yeah.
You know, you can do that when you leave. And so when I came back, I got on my mail, but I had one of these package slips that I had to go pick up a package at the post office because I had to sign for it.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right. So I went and did that yesterday. I go to the post office and I bring my little slip, and I can't remember the last time I actually stepped foot in a post office. Okay. And they have one window that's dedicated to packages. Like, you can't go to the regular windows. You have to go to the one window, which of course is the longest line, and the person there is taking
the package
forever.
Window.
Whatever. And I'm standing there, and my buddy calls me, and I answer the phone. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm in a post office. And he's like, what? Are you going to go to the library next? Like, I'm like, right, because this is things that, like, no one does anymore. Yeah. No one goes to the post office. No one goes to a library, you know?
Yeah. True.
I know. It's sad.
Yeah.
Although library, I guess, just hearing an art news report about that they have to sort of like they're really a first step in help for people.
Librarians?
Yeah, a library. So like they're training their staff to be more aware of people's situations. Because there's a lot of homeless people that go to libraries.
Yes, I did know that.
And but even then, they were interviewing this lady that was like, yeah, you know, sometimes you're just there to listen to people. Like this one woman came in and was like, I need a book on suicide.
Ooh.
Like dealing with suicide.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh yeah, and looked it up when she was walking over there, and the lady was like, yeah, my daughter just committed suicide and I need a book. And so then she's talking to this woman about it, and
yeah,
and so it's like weirdly counselors become this sort of like counselor type thing.
That's interesting.
And especially with homeless people, because like the security people are like, well, do you want to go into the, you know, use the restroom and clean
right,
up and
right.
stuff like that. And whereas usually most places are like, because it's public,
yeah,
most places are like, get out of here, hobo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And they're trying to kind of train the staff to be like, wow, libraries could be a good first yeah. reach out point
you
for
know
anything.
I actually was a chaperone on a high school field trip last year.
What?
Yeah, for one of the public schools. Because a buddy of mine's a teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
And we went downtown. We took it was a cool trip. We took the subway downtown, which, you know, no one ever does
nope.
in LA.
Empty.
And we stopped off. Our first stop was the library. There's this gorgeous yeah. library downtown.
Yeah.
We stopped there, and then we went to lunch, and then I forget where else we went. Oh, we went to a museum. But when we got to the library, we got there like a couple minutes early. So the library hadn't actually opened yet. So there's a crowd of people waiting outside, and the teachers had to tell all the students, like, hey, when we get in there, don't go use the bathrooms right away.
Right.
Like, you have to wait about 10, 15 minutes, and then you can go use the bathrooms, because most of the people waiting outside are homeless yeah. people. Waiting to go in to use the bathrooms and, like, you know, do a quick kind of like shower
yeah, yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Clean up.
So
yeah.
they were like, don't, not that, that it wasn't like a protect the kids. It was like, give these people their time
yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
the kids could go in afterwards. So,
yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Fun fact about that library, it was using Ghostbusters.
Oh, that's right.
The basement
yes.
scene. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. The outside is New York Public Library, but the inside basement.
Yeah.
That's the LA Public Library.
Huh.
That's
so cool. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, you're learning stuff.
We're learning yep. stuff on this episode, you guys. Who would have thought?
How are we doing on time there, Tom?
Oh, we should start wrapping it up.
We should start wrapping it up.
Get you in bed. And I don't mean,
it's good.
I don't mean to make you feel better.
I can curl up with a good book.
No. Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
I know. Are you reading a book right now?
No, I'm going to curl up with my sleeping.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sad. Like, I used to read books all the time.
Yeah.
It was so my thing.
Geez.
And like, I feel like my attention span has just with technology and everything has gotten so much shorter that it's, I don't feel right like sitting on the couch and just reading a book for a couple hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wish,
yep.
I know.
I have to
rewire my brain to get back into reading books.
You know, you
on
could start
note,
by just reading a book.
What? I am. No, I've been reading this Neil Gaiman book for like a year now.
Oh,
American Gods, because they're turning
yeah,
it into a TV
right.
show. So
yeah.
I was like, ooh, I'll read that. But I swear to you, I get on a plane and I'm like, I'm going to read this book, and I'll read one chapter, and
yeah,
then I like pop over to some other game that's on my iPad
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
it's like,
yeah.
it's, I don't know why I no longer focus and like dive deep and get myself lost in stories anymore. Am I getting old and sad?
No, if you're getting old and sad, you'd be reading books.
You'd be way more reading books.
Oh, okay.
Those guys are, wait.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
Book readers are.
Yeah. book readers. I love book readers. Read books, kids.
Yay!
Good night.
We're learning you.
All right. That's it for this episode. If you guys like what you heard, please subscribe to us, like us, pass us around. You apparently can't get us on Google Play, but get us on iTunes, Stitcher, all that good stuff.
Stitunes.
I don't think that's a thing.
Mitcher.
Yeah, sure. All the things except anything except Google Play.
Sounds like it.
You can email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at halfhourhappyhr. Wow, you think I'd know that by now. Yeah. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour, what's the name of our show? Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Allison Heaslip.
And I'm Alex Albrecht, sitting in with us this week, as always, the co-pilot extraordinaire, Tom Superbowl.
He's not a fucking co-pilot.
Thank you for having me.
God damn it,
flight instructor.
Close. You're so sick.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.